Wednesday nights, and it's 1 hour, amen. It's just one. I tell your neighbor, it's 1 hour, amen. It's 1 hour, amen. And we need to get close to God in that way. I know everybody can't make it every time, but listen, we need to rush in, amen. I know that when I'm desperate for God, amen, I'm going after God, amen. I'm going after Him, amen. I can't find it in the flesh. I can't find it, but I can find it in the Spirit, amen. And as we begin to search out God, there's some things that we begin to declare. There's some things we begin to see. And a lady came here that hasn't been here forever. She came, seen her on Facebook, came to the meeting, and she began to prophesy over some things. Amen. She began to prophesy, and she just felt like she needed to come. She felt this desire, hunger to come. But we began to prophesy over some things. We began to over our finances, over this house, amen? That the enemy has tried to rob us because we're blessed and highly favored, amen? This is God's house, amen? And the enemy will try to rob it, steal it, take it from us, and not let people come that need to come, amen? That want to offer up their tithes and offerings, amen, unto God. And the enemy has held them back. And as we begin to praise, we pray that service we had, the offering was okay. It was what we had, and we just was rejoicing in the Lord what we had. But I'm here to tell you that God doubled the offering that we had by Monday. I'm going to say it again. God doubled our offering. Doubled our offering within 2 days. Amen. We didn't look at it and say, No. We said, thank you, Lord, for what we got. And on Sunday, somebody handed me a check. He's handed my wife a check. And on Monday, somebody handed my sister a check. Amen. I want you to know that's God. Amen. Come on. Amen. That's God. I'm hungry for God. I want to see God do the things that He does. Amen. Sometimes I worry about some things that God says, I got this. Amen. Sometimes there's some things that we get our hands on. We try to hold on to. We try to control it. We try to take hold of it because we're concerned about it. But God says, just give it to me. And the way that we find it is in intimacy. You can't just release it. You got to get intimate with God. You got to reach God. You got to grab hold of Him. You got to get face to face with the Holy Spirit. Amen. You got to desire and say, God, I need you, hallelujah, to move, God. I need you to move, God. I need you to move. I need you to move in my city. I need you to move in our church. I need you to move in our family and our finances. I need you to move, God, hallelujah, because we can't do it without Him. Amen. And the Holy Spirit wants to move, but we got to let Him move. Amen. Let Him do what He does. Psalms 27. My wife and I said that, she said to me, I said, what are we preaching about? She goes, I feel like we need to preach about the Holy Spirit. About intimacy. Amen. Amen. About intimacy with Him. And I said, well, guess what? I'm on Psalms 27, and you can't get more desperate than where David was. I want to share with you about this scripture, and I think it's so important for us to see this. I want you to take it, and I want you to get it in your spirit. I want you to grab hold of it. And I'm going to tell you that we can relate to this, and we can understand where David was at this time. He was forsaken. He was rejected. The promises of God were far away from him. Come on, amen. They were far away from him. He made his home in a cave. Come on, amen. This is where he lived, in a dark place. In a dark place. In a cave. In a hard place. Hallelujah. Ain't much harder than a cave. It's not harder. It's dark in that place. It's empty. It's cold. And the only voice sometimes you hear is your own voice, because it's an echo. And I want you to see that as David was in that place, as he was in Adullam, he began to write this. This is what he declared. This is what was coming out of him. I want you to know that what is coming out of us, and the only way that the right is coming out is in intimacy. It's in that place of being intimate with God, seeking His face. Because you don't find it anywhere else but in His face. Amen? You don't find it anywhere else. And he said, the Lord is my light. In a dark place, he's declaring, the Lord is my light. Come on. Listen, I don't look for it on the outside. Sometimes we look for brightness or something on the outside, come on, to give us hope. But he says, the Lord is my light. I'm not going to find it. And I want you to know, you'll keep running. We'll keep running until we realize it's God that gives me light. Amen. It's God that opens me up. It's God that gives me life. It's in Him and in Him alone. And he began to declare, the Lord is my light. He is my salvation. I want you to hear the wording. He's declaring, God, you're my salvation. You're my salvation. I know it's from you, God. I don't know how it's going to get here. Come on. I don't know how it's going to occur. But God, you're my salvation. That needs to be on our hearts. You're my salvation over my situation. You're my salvation over my problems, God. You're my salvation. That's who you are. He is salvation. It's not just what he does. He is salvation. He's not just... He is light. That's what he is. He's light. He's light. I want you to see this. Are you okay? I'm going to give you some of these scriptures. I want you to see here that he began to declare this. He began to declare that the Lord is his light. We'll try to find these fast. In the beginning... was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. And the same was the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. Come on, tell your neighbor, in Him is life. And the life was the light of man. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness does not comprehend it. I want you to see that, listen, in light is in Him. It's being in Him. It's being in that place. The only place I want you to know, it's in that intimacy. It's in that place of seeking Him that we are flooded by light. It is, my wife said to me, she goes, that light is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's the light of the world. Come on, amen. He is the light of the world. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ. And you only get a revelation in intimacy, in that place where that you're seeking. You're getting a revelation of His love for you, that He's good. Come on, amen, that He's good. We're going to get a hold of that. We're going to declare it. God's good. And everything that God does for me is good for me. Amen. It's good for me. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm sweating. You got one. Thanks, buddy. I should have wore shorts tonight. You can take that tie off. He is my light. And he says, and the light shineth in darkness. In darkness. I want you to know, and I want you to hear this, the more light we get, the more life we get. You want to overcome darkness, we get light. We get in His face. We begin to worship. We begin to reach hold of Him. Come on. We come to our services. We come in a place where they're desperate for God to hear from Him, to take hold of Him. And that light can't comprehend it. I want you to know, it confuses the enemy. He's disturbed. Come on, amen. Sometimes what we do is we declare with our mouths the strategy for the enemy. We give him place. We give him opportunity with our words. Come on, with our expressions, the way we act. Instead of giving God that place. But when we come here tonight, what happens is you let light invade your darkness. Come on. In the dark places. In the places that are heavy. The places that need light shined upon them. Hallelujah. They need light shined upon them. Amen. They need that overwhelmed with the light of God. The life of God. That wherever He was. Listen. Think about this. Everywhere He was, He did miracles. He expressed His love. He walked in that place. He gave answers for situations. And every one of these things, people that were broken, people that were hurt. When Jesus walked into the room, light came into the room. Darkness ran away. I need to have that light in my life. The darkness flees. Hallelujah. And it's overwhelmed by the goodness of God. It's overwhelmed by that love. And it can't stand there. It can't stand there. And everything's going to, we'll try to come against it. That. Because in that is life. The enemy doesn't want us to have life more abundantly either. So he says, I got to get through this. And he says, whom shall I fear? He said, whom? With confidence. I want you to know that's what intimacy does. It brings a confidence within you that nothing can give you but God. Who shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? What shall I be afraid of? What comes my way that I could be afraid when He's my light and my salvation? He's the answer for my problems. And he says, the Lord is my strength in my life. He's my strength. I get strength. I get strength in Him. He's my life. And the Lord is my strength in my life. And whom shall I be afraid? When wicked, even mine enemies and my foes came upon me to eat my flesh. They stumbled and they fell. See, darkness could not comprehend the light. Where the enemy tried to come in like a flood, hallelujah, God poured upon. the enemies. And I want you to see this, because we can go with it periodically with what happened with David. Because David was in a place where that he was overwhelmed. The enemy was coming against him. Saul speaks of the flesh. The flesh was rising up against him. Come on. But I want you to know, the only thing that the enemy eats is flesh. And when we begin to complain, we begin to be unthankful, we begin to be overwhelmed by our problems, it's flesh that we serve up to the enemy. I want you to hear this. See, the Bible says he cursed the devil, that the devil would crawl on the ground and the earth, and that he would eat the dust of the earth. Dust speaks of the flesh of man. We can look in Genesis, it was a serpent. In Revelation, he's a dragon. He grew legs. How did it happen? Because he was fed with flesh. He was fed with that. He feeds upon the flesh that we serve him. When we begin to moan, he stirs that up. And it grows and it escalates. Come on, amen. And it gets greater. It gets bigger. You get overwhelmed by it. Listen. So we need to stop feeding the enemy. Starve them to death. How do you starve them? We get more light. Come on, amen. We get intimate with God. He will starve up. It will dry up. Hallelujah. And it will blow away. That's all it is being in His presence. Getting close to God. Come on, amen. That's all He desires, is that we be close to Him. That we be close. In Genesis, either I wrote that backwards. Oh, no. My writing's horrible. I need somebody to translate it. Genesis 6:12 is what it was. I knew where it is. It says this, listen. And the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me. I want you to see the desire for God to consume, to push it away, amen? To take it up, amen? To remove it from us, flesh. Because why? Because when that's gone, the enemy has nothing to eat. He has no place to occupy. He has no place to take hold of. Whenever we are moving in the Spirit and we're walking in the Spirit and we're in that light, it can't comprehend that. But flesh goes against it. Come on, amen? Flesh goes against it. They're at war with one another, spirit and flesh. And we got to say, like my wife said today, she says, which one am I feeding? Because the one that you feed is the one you grow. I'm going to say it again. The one you feed is the one that grows. Come on, amen. I want the Spirit of God to grow up within me. Come on. That I could come up in the fullness of God. Amen. The maturity in who He is. That there's no shadow. There's no wavering. But I'm standing as a man of God in the midst. Hallelujah. As He rises up within me. Hallelujah. That the enemy has no place. He has no opportunity. Because I'm not feeding him with my flesh. Philippians 3:3 says, no confidence, that we're to have no confidence in the flesh. Galatians 5:13, I want to read this one because I think this is important. And I want you to know that this is where Galatians 5:13. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for the occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. He says, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, that you shall love thy neighbor as yourself. You want to starve the enemy? Begin to love somebody. See, I want you to know, he'll feed when you're rejected, the first thing you want to do is what? Is to be angry, to be hateful, to let that overwhelm you. But all that does is feed the enemy. See, he knows the power of it, where light overwhelms it, is whenever you love, when you're even not being loved. You find somebody to love on. You find somebody to pour out to. See, because that is feeding the Spirit of God. But what happens is we stop and feed the enemy because we get upset, we get angry. Come on, I mean, that's the easiest thing to do. That's what our natural instincts wants to do. But he says, do not have any confidence in the flesh. Don't have confidence in the flesh. Don't be confident in your flesh to think that if you do this, that you're going to feel better. It's a lie. Come on, amen? And he says, listen to this. But if you bite and devour one another, what are you devouring? That flesh. He says, take heed that you not be consumed of one another. This I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Wow. You will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You will not feed the flesh. Does that make sense? Listen, though, he says, and even mine enemies and my foes came upon me to eat my flesh, and they stumbled and they fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. That's why he says that when somebody smacks you, turn the other cheek. Because he says, now I'm going to fight your battles. Come on, I want you to hear that. I'm going to fight your battles for you. I got this. I'll fight you. Sometimes people slap us with words. Come on. Sometimes people slap us with ignorance or whatever it is, or physically. But I'm telling you this. God says, let me fight your battles. Because you'll get a moment of fulfillment when you punch that person in the mouth. But God says, we need to give it to Him. Amen? He says, to eat my flesh and stumble. He says, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this I will be confident. Wow. The wars come up against us. This I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord is a place of bread. It's a place of intimacy. It's not just this place right here. It's a place where you meet God. Come on, amen. Where I make a decision within me to meet God, to come this way. I want you to know, some people say, well, I really don't need God to have a relationship. Absolutely, you don't. But I want you to know, it won't stick. I'm telling you, it won't stick. Here's why. Because this teaches me. This brings me to a place. Come on, amen. This brings my flesh to a place where I get up and I come and I get before God and I come to that place. Because if I can't come here, I promise you, I'll not end up going spending time with God. I've seen it too many times. Too many people have said that. And I always say, how's that working for you? Amen. So listen. And he says, and one thing, this is one thing that I seek after, that I will seek after, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His holy temple. Colossians 3:2. Colossians 3, set your affections on above, not on the things of the earth. For you are dead and your life is hid in Christ. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. I need God to appear. Amen. I need Him to come in my situation. I need Him to appear in my situation. Come on. I need to be hid and let Him show up. Amen. Too many times I appear in God's head. Come on. Amen. Come on. In my love, in my peace, in my joy. Come on. Amen. That God's not appearing and we're wondering why you're not appearing, God. Why aren't you appearing in this? Because I need to be hid within Him. I need to take a step back. Amen. I need to get back and let God go. I need to go. And I want you to know that's something we learn. It's something we press in. And the only way that happens is in intimacy. It's getting alone. It's getting in your Word. It's facing God. We need to be desperate. I got to be desperate for that situation. I feel it with all my heart. God spoke to me a couple months ago about overflow. Come on. And I want you to know the only way overflow comes is intimacy. Because I really was asking God, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? Intimacy. Everything else flows from that. Hallelujah. Everything flows from that. It's overflow. It's overflow. That God fills us. It's Him appearing. Hallelujah. That I'm hid and He's appearing. He bursts out of me. He comes up out of me. I need God to flow through me. Come up out of me. Begin to, like a river. Amen. Hallelujah. Take the Word of God. It says that. And it says, for the time. And he says, I will inquire the Lord. Let me finish this though. We got that. So, he says, you got to have this one too. I got to give you this one too. Is that all right? Romans 13:14. The Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus. Make no provision for the flesh. Don't make any provision. Don't build Him a house. Come on, amen. Build God a house. Build God a house. How do you build God a house? You build God a house with intimacy. You build Him a place. All through the Bible, we said that they met Him at the altar. I'm going to preach that Saturday night. That they met Him. They prepared an altar. They prepared a place. Come on, that you specifically said, I'm meeting with God. Come on, amen. I'm meeting with God. Whether it's 20 minutes in the morning or after work, whenever it is, you need to get alone with God. Sometimes I will sit and I will fall asleep reading my Word of God. Listen, just fall asleep. Just read the Word of God, because I tell you what, He's speaking in your lives. Continue to make it a habit. I can't go without it. Come on, amen. I'm hungry for it. I want to get home and read the Word of God. I want to get in the Word of God. Let God speak to you. Amen. Give Him opportunity to say what He needs to say. Say what you do. What you do, God. Do what you do. It says, for the time of trouble shall He hide me in His pavilion, in the secret of His tabernacle. Shall He hide me? He shall set me up upon a rock. Listen, I want to give this to you real quick. I want you to read this. And I'm going to get this. I want to pour this out to you. Amen. Don't just let this be words. Take hold of it. Amen. This is life. In 2 Samuel, I think 22, I think that's where it's at. This is where David was. David, he went to the house of God. I just want you to see this. He was at a tough place, man. He was hungry. He felt deserted. And where he went was the house of God. He went to the place where he would meet with God, where he could get filled up. Even in the midst of danger. Because Saul was right behind him. Come on, amen. But he went to the house of God. He went to the place where he was going to meet with God. And he knew that was his salvation. He knew that he was aligned in the salvation of his life. And when he went to the place, he walked into the place, and Abiathar, the priest that was there, and there was all these priests that were there. And they were there, and he began to eat. You know the story where they began to, the only bread that I have is that has been devoted to God. He says, I need it. I need that bread. Come on, amen. I need that bread right now. I need to feed those who are with me. I need to eat upon that bread. Amen. That's been set apart for God. I need what's been set apart for God, because everything's coming against me. I need that thing from God. So he did that. And then they knew that there was an enemy that was outside. He was an Edomite. And Dora or something. I can't remember his name. Dora. Not the explorer. Somebody else. But so he said, do you have any weapons in the house of God? He said, we have no weapons, but we do have the sword of Goliath. The one that you took and cut his head off with. Really? He says, yeah, we have it in this house. There's none other like it. And he said, give it to me. And he took the sword with him. And he went back to his cave. And I want you to see something. I want you to understand how significant that was. Because he held on to the sword that God used, this young man that started this whole thing. That opened up the whole door for him. Amen. He says he took hold of that sword and he placed it. I could just imagine David holding that sword. And something within him began to spark within him. Something began to stir within him. And it reminded him, he took a sword, and it reminded him that God's faithful. Hallelujah. That God would take this young 13-year-old boy. Hallelujah. That's been rejected. That's been forgot about. That's been put on the side. Hallelujah. That by faith, believing in God, that He was the light. And He was his salvation, would rescue him. And he held on to that thing. I want you to know that we need to hang on to the testimony of God in your dark cave. Come on. In the midst of that place, that it will bring life to you. That it will bring encouragement to you. Because it's by that sword that God got the victory. Come on, amen. That stirred it. But all of a sudden, guess what happened? Saul found out that the priests were there. And he began to send his men there. And that one guy went there. And a lot of people deserted him. I could go a whole nother sermon with what happened. That when you begin to feel rejected, that nobody's there for you, you begin to think that God's not good, blah, 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 that God's rejected you, and it'll drive you crazy. Put Saul off the edge. But here's what he did. He said, kill the priest. Because I know that's where his light comes from. That's where his hope's from. That's where his encouragement was. They're the ones that brings the prayer outfit to put it upon him, the ephod, that he can get in the presence of God. Kill them all. They slaughtered every priest except for one, Abathar. He found a way out. And I want you to know that it was because of David he was about ready to die. And where did he go? To David. He ran to David. And he went before him and he told him what Saul has done. I want you to know, it lifted up his heart. But I want you to know, we need to find an Abathar. We need to find somebody, hallelujah, that is willing, hallelujah, to do whatever it takes to come and to be with you in the midst of your problems. Come on. That will lift up your hands. Come on. That will remind you that God's faithful. Hallelujah. We need to shun ourselves. We need to turn away. If people are causing you to turn the other way, you need to run after God to find that person, to find that people that will lift up your hands. Come on, amen. That will place Goliath's sword within your hand and remind you, hallelujah, of your victories. Reminds you not of your defeats, not telling you where you're not. Oh, you're never going to make it. You're never going to do this. And we need to turn our ears away and we need to grab hold of the sword that's presented to us by the ones that are seeking God, that aren't afraid to lose it. I'll lose my life, hallelujah, so that you can have life. Come on, amen. I'll lose my life that you can have life. I want to get around some people like that. Come on, I want to tie together people. God moves in people like that. He moves in people like that. Not when it's all about yourself. Not when it's all about you, but when you can stand together and believe in one another, encourage one another. God will move in the midst of that. Where two or three are gathered in my midst. That's what he's talking about. Two or three are gathered in me. Standing together in me. Come on, amen. That are believing, that are hid within me. I'm going to move. I'm going to move in that. I need that. I need that. Ones that we believe beyond ourselves. Hallelujah. I lost my page. You okay? I want to go back to three real quick. Though the host should encamp against me, my heart, say my heart, shall not fear. Do you know what fears? Our head. You know how you solve the problem? And I just want you to do it on your own. Just look up meditate. Not the Middle Eastern one. But meditate upon the Word of God. Somebody said, well, I don't know how to do that. Yes, you do. No, I don't. Yes, you do. How many of you worry? Raise your hand. That's meditating. You meditate on that problem long enough and it'll become real. It'll get a hold of you. It'll take hold of you. And the enemy wants you to meditate on the worry. He wants you to meditate on the problem and not on the Word. Because light comes in the Word. Light's revealed in the Word. The more light I get, the more life I get. I know a lot of dead Christians. I tell you what, here's why. Because we're not getting enough light. It ain't just a sermon that I come to preach. I'm telling you, it's more than that. I pray today that I come that I don't have to preach no more. Seriously. That we're prophesying over one another. We're laying hands on people that come in here. Come on, amen. We're preaching a message in prophecy. We're releasing it. Come on, amen. We're doing it. Let God do His thing. Amen. That's my heart. It is my heart. Ask my wife. Come on. That we can lay it there before the Lord. He says that we meditate, we worry. He said, look it up. Just look up meditate and watch all through the Word. Boom, 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 boom. Meditate upon the Word. And it says law. But we, through Jesus Christ, come on, He fulfilled the law. So it's the Word, the Word, the Word. Meditate upon the Word, the Word, the Word of what you're saying, God. What are you saying, God? What do you say about this, God? They that wait upon the Lord will renew your strength, God. Hallelujah. We rehearse the Word of God. Rehearse it. Get it in us. Come on. I told you that we need to open up our Bibles. Leave your Bibles open at home. Leave it open at home. Reminds you. Come on. To remind you. Amen. Sometimes we know where the clicker is more than we know where the Word is in our house. Where's my Bible? Where's my Bible? I need to know where the Word is. I need to grab the Word. I need to take hold of it. He says, take simple scriptures. Take Psalms. Start reading Proverbs. Read Proverbs. It'll blow you away. All the wisdom that's in it, it'll unfold to you. You're like, wow. And I want you to know, and you can start reading and you'll see. He talks to us. He tells us that if we believe what he says, and I said this Saturday, that we believe God to get us to heaven, but we need to believe God for life. We need to believe God for today. We need to believe God through my situations, through my problems, through whatever I'm facing. Come on, amen. When it's coming against my enemies, we fight them and we get defeated and we get wore out. But as we wait upon God, as we wait upon Him, as we meditate upon that Word, take hold of it. And I was just reading Proverbs, and one scripture after the other says, seek my face, seek my face, seek my face. It'll bring you life. It'll give you age, long life. All over, 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 over. I'm sorry, God. You're telling me all this over and over. Let me finish here. He says, in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on the rock. And now mine head be lifted up above my enemies. That's the only place it'll be lifted up, is upon the rock. It's upon Christ Jesus. Therefore will I offer in this tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing. Yeah. I'm going to praise unto the Lord. He says, hear, O Lord, when I cry. Hear my cry, God. Hear my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek my face, my heart said, yeah. He said, yeah. He says, thy face, Lord, I'm going to seek. You told me to seek your face. I'm going to seek your face. Come on, amen. I will challenge God. Come on, amen. I will challenge God. I will seek your face, God, that you show up in the midst of it, God. And I know and walk away knowing, God, you're going to deal with this, God. You're going to take care of this. I'm going to seek your face. I don't know how it works out. I promise you this, God will show up. I don't know how. I wish I could tell you exactly how God will show up in your situations. But if we seek God, He'll show up. He'll show up because He isn't a liar. He's a promise keeper. It's not in Him to lie. He can't lie. He says, when thy father, thy mother, when they forsake you, those people that are intimate with you, when they forsake you, he says, me, oh God, I'm sorry, where am I at here? Hide me not in the face, far from my servant, away from the anger, blah, 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 help me. When thy father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. He says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in thy plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for the false witnesses are rising up against me, such as breathe out cruelty. He says, I fainted unless. He says, I have fainted unless. Say it with me. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. I would have fainted. I wouldn't have made it, Mimsy. I wouldn't have made it. Unless I see the goodness of God. I want you to know, listen, I want you to know that that's where we really, and the only way you find that is in intimacy, is know the goodness. Because if not, I'll believe every lie out there if I don't know the truth. If I don't get the Word in it, if I don't get the Word in me, if it's just one scripture, read it every day. I don't care what it is, until it gets in your spirit. Read that right there. I'd have fainted unless I knew the goodness of God. I wouldn't have made it. Unless I knew the goodness. I got saved because I found the goodness of God. And it's just not a one-time event. He never changes. He's still the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. The moment that I met Him. The moment that He arrested me. Come on, amen. That He overwhelmed me with His passion for me. That I took hold of it and I believed it. Come on, amen. He's never changed. Hallelujah. He's still the same God. Hallelujah. But I need to meet Him there. I need to meet Him in the goodness. I need to meet Him and know you're a good God. Hallelujah. The enemy's telling me you're a liar, that you're not good. But I know you're good, God. I know that's who you are. You don't change. Hallelujah. You don't change. Hallelujah. You're good. You're good. You're good. It's your ways, God. Did it on spirits. Woo! Now we need to write that really big up there. Goodness of God. Wow. Anyone that says different is a liar. He says, I fainted. He says, unless I've seen. He says, wait on the Lord. The only way you find is to wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say it again, on the Lord. This is David that found victory. Come on, amen. He found victory. And how did he do it? Waiting on the Lord. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can go ahead and play that for a second. Hallelujah. Just wait on God for a second. You know, I'm just going to give you a simple example of something. I had a job that I was doing. The company I worked for wasn't ready for us to start this big building we're doing. So I wasn't able to get to work, but I got a job doing some... You can keep playing that. You're good. We were doing a job, and I got this job, and I had to get it done, and I wasn't going to get it to because I got a phone call saying that I had to come back to work. And at first, oh no, what am I going to do, God? Oh, and I began to worry. I did. It took hold of me. And at lunchtime, I went to my truck and I said, I'm sorry, God. This is a simple little thing, and I tried to take hold of it. But I give it to you. I need to get this done, God. I'm going away. I got to preach in Ohio Saturday and Sunday morning. We got the things we got to do and all this stuff. I don't have time to get back here. And I need faith. And I placed it to him, and I got back, and they said, the other guy called me up and says, oh, you got to come to Youngstown tomorrow. I said, all right. It's the opposite of what I just asked God. And I said, God, you're going to take care of this. I know you are, because I got to get this done. At 3 o'clock at the end of the day, today, I got a phone call saying, hey, they did not get this job ready. We can't get you done. He says, go ahead and do what you need to do tomorrow. You come here Friday. I said, do what you do, God. It's a little thing. It's just a moment where God just was saying to me, I'm desperate to be in every second, every moment, every blink of your eye. I want to be involved. Every breath that you take, I want you to be aware of my presence. As you breathe in, hallelujah. Realize it's my presence you're breathing in. We breathe in grace. We breathe in faith. And we exhale grace. Hallelujah. We breathe in faith. Hallelujah. Breathe it in. Hallelujah. Breathe it in tonight. Hallelujah. The grace of God. The goodness. Just breathe it in. Hallelujah. Breathe it in. Hallelujah. And watch what God... Watch what He does. He's saying, I want to be involved. Every heartbeat that you have, Randy. Come on, every blink that you have. Every breath that you take. Hallelujah. Every hair on your head. I've counted them and I know them by number. There's nobody that knows them like I know them. There's nobody that counts your heartbeats to the last one. I do. I do. And I want to be in the moments. I want to be in that moment. I want the one that holds my heart. Hallelujah. To hold my life. Say yes to Him every minute, every moment, every second. Say yes. When I get up on my feet, hallelujah, though my flesh is weary, it's tired, I need to lift up my head. Give me strength this day, God. Spirit of God, arise within me. Quicken me. My enemies have come against me, but God, stand up within me. Stir my heart. I'm weak, God, but You're strong. Watch what God does. Do what You do. Just do what You do, God. That's who You are. I'm going to believe it. Lord, I thank You. I know certain situations right now. I'm praying. I want You to know we're standing on Your behalf. We're standing with You. We're standing with You. We're giving You Goliath's sword. Hallelujah. It reminds You to chop off the head of the enemy. You won't be defeated. You won't fail. For the Lord is with you. I pray that He reminds you every morning. Every passing second. Every billboard you see to remind you of God. To remind you of His passion for you. For every song that we hear on the radio. It'll stir your heart. And bring you back. It'll bring you back. It'll bring you back. Hallelujah.
It'll bring you back. Hallelujah. It'll bring you back. Hallelujah. It'll bring you back. Hallelujah. Lord, we call back. Hallelujah. We call it back. Hallelujah. Oh, Bakotarabashandara. Lord, we glorify your name. Do your thing, God. We pray right now, even beforehand, for our service Saturday night. We stir the grounds, hallelujah. Stir the hearts of the people that walk in this house. That the seed will not go, hallelujah. It will not go void, hallelujah. It will not, hallelujah, just be thrown on the ground, hallelujah, dry up, God. We stir the ground for them, God. We intercede on their behalf, God. We stand in the gap. They don't know how to seek your face. We seek your face, God. We ask you to do what you do, God. Touch their hearts, God. I pray that you overwhelm them, God. Lord, with sickness, with disease, whatever it is, God, Lord, invade it, God. Invade it, God. Touch them, God. That you get the glory. That you get the glory and the honor, God. We give you praise for it, God, right now. We thank you for our finances right now, God. We thank you for prodigals that are coming back right now. We glorify your name. And we'll be reminded the only way it happened is in prayer and intimacy. Not by man's works. Not by man's preaching. But by you. And you alone. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give God glory.